Here's this one question that has appeared about 10 times in different forms. How would you suggest imparting these teachings to children? I assume that either you live with children or that you work with children, or that you may have the desire perhaps to write a book for children, whatever. If you live with children or work with children, then of course primary in imparting the teachings to children is not through words but through living the teaching. Especially applies if you have children at home. If you live presence, if you embody living presence, then they will catch it from you. And you don't need to say that much. But there may be moments when they are receptive, and perhaps a word or two may come out of your mouth pointing to presence. Because the children live in a culture that knows as yet nothing of presence. It is likely that they go to a school that is dominated by nervous mind energy, unless you have chosen already a relatively conscious school for them. They do exist here and there. But if not, if they are still part of the mainstream culture, then in a way you need to counteract that at home. That otherwise they will be very nervous children, because school is making them tense, stressed, and nervous. So most homes lack presence, and when you go in there you see in many cases it's a madhouse. It's your job to bring in presence. And again we come back now to what we just spoke of in the previous question, giving your children your fullest attention is the greatest gift. Many parents these days never listen to their children because they have that's the next thing already that they need to do, and they are busy anyway. How was school? Oh, okay. And what do you have to do now? Okay. Never, when in the listening, it doesn't matter so much what the children are telling you. What matters is that the space that arises as you listen, the spacious presence that arises as you listen to the child, giving them space to be. Oh. That's how the teachings are imparted, by living it in that way. Perhaps also certain things, if you have very young children, where the mind is just starting up in them, to see if you can keep them aware that words and concepts are never the reality, are not everything. Particularly at a stage when they demand to be fed with words and concepts. When they're at the age where they ask, what's this? What's that for? What's that? And 100 times a day they ask, what's that? Because they're quickly, the mind is absorbing, it needs to do that, it seems. The mind is absorbing words, it wants to know. But the openness also disappears. So when you teach new words or show them this is that, what's this? There's so much you can say about this leaf to a child instead of saying, it's a leaf. As you say it, you put it in the child's hand. You encourage the child to look so that the child does not stop looking the moment he or she has learned the word. Because that's what the mind does. The true looking isn't happening anymore. The word takes the place of the reality. It becomes immediately a screen. And so that to reduce that, when you explain as much as you can, you may not be able to do it all the time, but when you explain something, stay with the reality And perhaps instead of saying, it's a leaf, you say, we call it a leaf. Because it's not a leaf. This is the illusion that when you attach a word to something, you know what it is. You have no idea what it is, you've just attached a word to it. And that's how people live. They live in this make-believe world that they know. All they have is a collection of labels. And so that doesn't happen to the child,